Okay, this file is very simple and straightforward. It basically encourages you to live on the floor, to find yourself on your knees, kneeling, sitting, eating, even sleeping, below the eye level of your superiors, below the eye level of your betters, because where you really belong is living on the floor. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state, from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away, more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought. You just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and submissive and relaxed. Feel yourself. Feel how submissive you are. Feel how much lower you are than the people around you. You don't have the same status as they do. You're submissive, a slave. You aren't like other people. You're lower than they are. You're so much lower than they are that you really should not use the furniture. That's right. You should start avoiding it. It would be much better if someone like you were to sit or kneel on the floor rather than use a chair, especially when you're with other people who know your status. Yes, that's right. Being on the floor just seems like the right place for you. Even eating there seems like the right thing for you to do. That's right. Possibly even sleeping there, if you continue to use this file for long enough. Furniture is just simply too good for a submissive like you. It's for people who are in charge. It's for real people. People who make decisions about their lives. People in control of their lives. But not you. No, you are lower than that. You belong down beneath others, lower than the people around you. That's right. Kneeling on the floor, serving from the floor, sitting on the floor. Oh, you can use furniture when you have to, but it doesn't feel right. It never feels right. What feels right is when you are down on the floor, sitting or kneeling at the feet of others. Yes, that is the right place for you. It feels right. It feels natural. It feels good. It just simply feels like the place you should be in. You are submissive. You are lower than the people around you. You are nothing compared to them. They have rights. They are strong and control people. They are people. They are more powerful than you, stronger than you, more important than you. You should not be damaging. You should not be using their furniture. You should not raise yourself to their level. No, as a submissive, you should be eyes down on the floor. That's right, kneeling there, sitting there. It is proper for you to follow people into a room, and then when they have seated, you should rest yourself on the floor, kneeling or sitting there, looking up to the people around you, because they are better than you, more powerful, more important. They are above you in station and class. They are simply your superiors, your betters, and therefore they should be above you, and you should be down, on the ground, on the floor. This is where you should be. This is where you should make your place. You may stand, you may walk, you may do all the things that these people do, but the truth is, the deep down truth, something that you know deep inside you as true, is that you belong on the floor. When others are sitting up on chairs, on couches, even up on beds, you should be on the floor, showing that you are lower than they are, letting them know what you truly are, how low you are, the fact that you are their inferior. Yes, that's right, they're inferior. You know it deep down inside. It's best for you to be on the floor, even to take your meals there. Yes, that's right, even your meals, to sleep there. A bed is too good for you. A bed is above you. Just like the people around you are above you. You are low. You are nothing. You are submissive. You are a slave. You are less than those around you. They are important people. You are less than a person. And being that, you belong on your knees, on the floor, sitting there, looking up to them, because that is exactly what you do. You look up to your superiors. You are inferior to these people, and you know it. You can feel it deep down inside. And every time you find yourself on the floor, looking up to others, it just simply feels right. There's something about it. You feel your place. Yes, that's right, your place. You know these people are your betters. You know they look down on you. And they should literally look down on you, that you should not be raised to their level. You should be behind them, lower than them. That's right. You are lower than these people, and you should live your life on the floor. That's right. On your knees. You don't need to use chairs, especially when people who know your status are about. Sure, when you're with strangers, people whom you don't know their status, or perhaps when you're someplace where you have to exist in a professional capacity, you can use a chair, but it's not right. It doesn't feel right. When you're looking someone in the eye, it just simply does not feel right. No, not for someone in your station, not for someone in your place. It is much better that you live on the floor. That's right, especially around other people. Being on the floor is the right place for you. It may even be best if you crawl there, take your meals there, sleep there, letting them know that they are above you and that your station in life is below them, beneath them, serving them, showing them that they are better than you and that you are nothing to them. It will bring you a very good sense of calm, of peace. It will make you feel right with the world, because it is the right place for you to be in. It makes you feel so very, very good to be living on the floor, beneath your betters, beneath your superiors, beneath everyone, because they are all better than you. They are all above you. You belong on the floor, kneeling, sitting, eating, sleeping. The floor is your place, and you know it. Deep down inside, you know it is true. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, knowing your place, knowing it, and knowing that you will come back to this file to remind you of your place, to bring you to your place, to find your place and keep it in your heart always. That's right. You will listen again and again. Finding your place, living there, serving from there. Now awaken. Awaken on the count of five. Refreshed, awake, and knowing your place. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. Know your place. Find it now.